Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing very good, actually, considering all things being equal.
Yes.
Yes.
All things aren't equal, though.
Oh, well. In any event, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
So today's show
is called The Greatest Love of All, and that's in honor of Valentine's Month.
We figure, why lead up to the 14th, end at the 14th, when really, if by now we're moving toward the end of the month, you're already being hard on yourself, your opportunity and likelihood of having well-being in relationship is diminishing rapidly. So,
well, your possibility of having relationship anywhere is diminishing rapidly if you're hard on yourself, if you're not kind to yourself, if you work on yourself, beat on yourself, think you should be different than you are, if you complain to yourself about how you're doing.
You'll soon complain about everybody and everything around you, and particularly whoever you're in relationship with.
Anybody who likes you when you don't like you.
Really? What's their
wrong
problem?
With them, right?
If you're new to us, we tend to finish each other's sentences, and in today's show, even simul-speak.
That's possible.
So, yes.
But we should probably talk about listening.
Why not? I love listening.
You know, listening is key to relationship. Actually, mm-hmm. It's key to communication.
Mm-hmm.
If you're filtering what people say through what you already know, you don't hear what they're saying. You hear your interpretation of what they're saying, your translation of what they're saying through your system of experiencing living.
Or you scoot off in your thoughts to something else because you think you know it, you're disregarding it, you get distracted.
And
if you're not new with us, chances are you've heard us talk about
listening before
many, many times. In fact,
every show.
Susan, our producer, let us know this week we have 670 shows archived. And I imagine we've spoken about
listening at least 670 times. Because listening is critical to getting here, to getting into the moment, to getting into your life. See, if you're following your thoughts, you're not listening to your life. You're lost in your thoughts.
If you listen, it's always new.
Everything is new if you're here for
it. I'm sitting across from this handsome, handsome man that I have been in relationship with since 1982.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And I've known him or known of him since 1980. So I've known him for 40 years.
I like that you said known of him. That made me a celebrity of some sort.
Well, you were a celebrity. And you still are. But when I first met you, you were leading a seminar. And when I listened to you, my life transformed. It's never been the same. Transformation happens in an instant, but it's also cumulative over time. So it's not a one-time phenomena. It happens. It's like taking a pill. That's it. I'm centered for life.
You have to keep slowing yourself down enough to get into the current moment of your life because your mind is so quick. You are so intelligent. That's the problem. Our intelligence keeps us worrying about what isn't happening in the current moment. It may be happening somewhere on the planet, but it isn't happening in your current moment.
Yeah, we were talking
to our engineer.
Engineer Matt, who, you know, we have a long-distance love relationship. He's such a sweet guy and does such a great job. And we were saying, well, we don't have the coronavirus. You know, it's true. It's spreading around the world. And we can either be here and speak to you, or we can worry about our health, worry about the sun supernova. We can worry
Look, the sun is going to supernova. And science says it will. And you know, that you can really worry about that because when it goes, we're going with it, except that
we'll
it's happening.
Long gone.
It's happening in 600 billion years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, let's see.
I don't think I'll be there.
No, I don't think. I think we will have evolved and become spiritual creatures by then. Cockroaches, I like that.
Yeah, I'll come back as a cockroach.
Okay.
No, all right.
So.
I suppose we need to.
Get serious about this.
Mm-hmm. No, let's not. You know what? We have.
A caller.
Yeah, and she's holding. Why don't we take her? I know there's more we can talk
about.
We'll
talk about the principles of instantaneous transformation. Isn't that cool? That transformation is instantaneous.
Yeah.
It doesn't take time. It
you
happens in an instant. It could happen for you in this podcast. It's called a podcast now. It used to be a radio show.
Yeah. You know,
internet radio, but now it's a podcast.
That's really lovely. That it can happen today.
It can happen today. All it requires is you to sync up with your life, which sounds a little difficult, but it's not. If you truly listen, you'll get pulled into the current moment. That's all it takes. If you get here, your life transforms.
Let's take Rita, shall we?
Rita!
Where are you calling in from?
Hello, Ariel. Hi, Shaya. I'm calling in from Bern, Switzerland.
Bern in Switzerland. I know where you are.
It's so lovely to hear your voice.
Right.
Thank you. We have snow, a little bit snow today.
Snow in Bern.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Today was a little foggy and drizzly here, but now it's gray and lovely.
Nice. Yeah, it's good to hear your voices. And I just listened to you telling about listening. And I'm invited to a job interview because my boss will be retired this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked if I would... have a job interview to see if I fit that job.
Would you like that job, Rita?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Yes, I would like, but sometimes I have self-doubts.
Of course you do.
All those of you listening who sometimes have self-doubts, raise your hand.
Everybody in the world has got their hand raised.
Thousands of people just raise their hands, Rita.
Rita, of course you have self-doubt. But if you want the job and you're clear that you want it, there's a much higher likelihood that you'll get it.
You know, we're coming to Hamburg in about a month. We're doing two courses there, The Freedom to Breathe on Thursday, April 2nd. And The Power of Being Clear and Direct on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And one of the things that people who've registered and are starting to look at being clear and direct and experiencing being clear and direct are noticing is that when you're clear with yourself about what you want, everything flows from there.
And things fall in place.
So
that's not a guarantee that you'll get the job, but if you're clear that you want it, then it becomes much more of a likelihood that you'll get it. And I have some advice, and I don't give advice, but I'm going to give you a little advice.
Hmm.
In this interview, listen more than speak. Listen to what they're asking and give them direct answers to those things that are asked of you.
And don't forget you're interviewing them as well.
That's
like
right.
How they see the job, how they see you in this job, how they would like this job to expand and blossom in this new era with a new manager for it.
Yeah, sometimes... I love what you say about listening. Sometimes I feel like I'm too appear too shy or too hesitant when...
No, Rita, that's when you're judging yourself. You see yourself as too shy when your attention is on you. So what I'm suggesting, what we're suggesting, is when you go to this interview, have your attention not be on you, but on the people that are interviewing you.
When that's the case, you don't appear shy or hesitant because you're not. So as Shia says something to me and I'm listening, if I don't understand what he means by something, it seems to just flow out of me. What do you mean by that? Or I didn't understand that. Or could you talk more about that? So it's less having attention on, do I look good? Will I look silly if I don't know the answer to that? It's really that type of communication comes naturally when you're listening.
Yeah, that's maybe my problem too, the fear to look stupid because I have not the right answer or.
Okay.
What if that's not a problem?
So I have a question. What is it that you do? I think I know, but I'm asking for the audience. What is it that you do?
I'm a teacher, and I'm leading courses with people who are working in the hospital, and they. I teach the or train the trainers. So
she work in a hospital.
Yeah.
And you
train the trainers.
And what are the trainers train people in?
Different kinds of stuff.
Medical procedures?
Yeah.
Good. So, and how long have you been doing this?
For 6 years.
6 years.
6.5 years.
So is your background as a medical professional?
Yeah.
So my next question is, what does your boss do?
My boss is leading a small team, included me, and she organizes all kind of stuff and meets people to set new courses and a lot more.
Well, you know, Rita, whether you go for this job or get this job, I want to address something you just said. You said, I think the problem is, or one of the problems is that, and then you filled in the blank, and I said, what if that's not a problem? Well, what if nothing is a problem? What if second-guessing yourself is not a problem? What if underestimating yourself isn't a problem? What if all of that is simply a fact?
What if being shy is not a problem?
In fact, what if being shy is one of your greatest assets?
What if being shy is what is the common denominator with everybody on your team?
Yeah.
And then you can articulate how to still be yourself, including the shyness, as opposed to shy people have problems and non-shy people don't. See, in transformation, change, you have the good and bad and the better people and the lesser people, the right and wrong.
It's the dichotomies of life.
With transformation, it's about looking and noticing what is. It's an anthropological approach. So if you see how you are as a phenomena without judging what you see,
it can transform in an instant. That's the third principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you see without judging completes itself in an instant.
And you know, the first principle really is about change. You identify something as a problem or something you don't like. You judge something as a lesser quality, which the judgment is a form of resistance. And the resistance.
Actually, the judgment is a form of energy that you're adding to the behavior, which
yes.
keeps that behavior alive.
It's a little bit like a fire. A fire goes out if you don't keep giving it fuel.
That's right.
Sooner or later, it just goes dead. And so the judgments are fuel.
Right. And you fuel those judgments about yourself, and you think that that story is true over time, and it's not.
And then the third principle, anything you see without judging completes itself. So part of that includes you see that you're shy, you judge the shyness,
and that
but
keeps
you
it around.
Don't judge yourself for having that automatic judgment
about being shy,
and it begins to unravel.
Because you are going to have judgments automatically. We've been programmed. Our computers, our internal computers, our personal computers, our brains are programmed to find fault with us for the way we are. So if you notice that you're finding fault with yourself, it's doing its job. If you don't make yourself wrong for that or think it ought to be different, then it starts to lose its power.
And there may be times when it doesn't automatically kick in. But you can't go for that or hope for that, because then you're back in the whole judgmental framework. Our minds are so tricky.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. One thing you say too, when I have the focus on the people in front of me and not thinking how I show up, then I'm not judging myself.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. If you get interested in them rather than worry about how you're doing, you'll do fine.
Which I imagine you're already doing as a trainer, or they would not ask you. They would bypass
right.
you when looking.
Right. They wouldn't ask you about this interview if you weren't already qualified.
Yes, yes. That's right.
So it's taking what you're already doing naturally, but because it's coming naturally, you may be underestimating it and applying it to a new situation, which is really listening and being there for the people in front of you. And because I'm certain when you're training people, you look to see if they're getting what it is you're saying, and if not, you discuss it until it's clear.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to go to a break now.
Did you have anything else or another question, or are we good?
No, thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
You're
welcome.
And
thank
welcome.
You for
calling
adding
in.
Your voice to our show. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
Come on back.
Don't miss.
Being here. We should talk about that.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Come join us for a seminar.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Seminars are not about working on yourself. At least ours aren't. They're about discovering how brilliant you already are, how competent you already are, especially if you don't listen to that story you've told yourself most of your life. If you can give up proving the story of your life right, you may discover you have a whole new life ahead.
We have several courses coming up in the next couple of months.
I like the one we have in March in New York City, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
About a week and a half from now. There's still room for you.
Yes, there is.
We're doing a course called Wealth as a Lifestyle,
where you discover that striving to get what you think is going to make you wealthy may not. And when you slow down enough to get into the current moment, life becomes rich and full.
And you experience your own personal wealth, which, by the way,
experience is really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you say experience. Most people think about what it would be like to be wealthy.
Mm.
But to experience yourself as wealthy does not add money to your bank account.
No.
But it adds freedom to your life, where you can look and see what you want. It's like reading a menu and looking at the prices, or looking at a menu to see what you want to eat. They're very different.
In New York also, I'm not going to do this chronologically because I know we go to Hamburg after that, but also in New York, we're doing transformational time and project management. That first word, transformational, is very important. It's May 2nd and 3rd. A transformational approach to managing your projects and to using your time. And then in Hamburg, early April, as we mentioned with Rita, is the Freedom to Breathe. That is a lovely, lovely, relaxing day where you use breath to bypass that busy, busy mind of yours and allow you to experience partnership, well-being with yourself and with the people around you. And then Power of Being Clear and Direct, April 3rd, 4th, 5th. And Costa Rica 2021 is open. I'm telling you this now because we have an early registration discount that happens in April.
It ends in April.
The discount deadline is, thank you, April 20th. Coming to weekend, of course, is a prerequisite. But wow, Costa Rica in January with the people who attend our seminars is an exquisite leadership, communication, well-being
experience.
Yeah.
So great food, too.
That's true. If you want, I love the great food. If you want to join us for any or all, go to our website and register.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Let's take our next caller.
Yes, let's.
Dave in Canada. Where in Canada are you?
Hey, guys. I'm in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Welcome back to
now,
the show.
Is Winnipeg part of Manitoba?
Yes, it is.
Manitoba, oh, I'm just so smart.
Aha. Very smart.
Either that or we've been listening to you. Well, welcome back to the show, my friend.
How's life in Canada?
Great. Yeah, it's beautiful here. It's cold, but the sun is coming in through my office window. I have a home office in my place, and I'm just sitting back, relaxing, enjoying the sun, and listening to you guys.
Nice.
What can we do for you, Dave?
Well, speaking of Costa Rica, if I may put in a little plug, I was with you guys in Costa Rica this last January, and when I came home, it was a remarkable experience. Before I went to Costa Rica, I had a lot of things that I felt were stressful to me, and by the time I came home, I'd almost forgotten that I had these problems. It was amazing. It is amazing.
So did you have some of the same circumstances, but they no longer appeared as problems?
Yes. And I no longer was stressed about them, even though they might still be challenging.
And here's the other thing most people don't realize. Whilst in Costa Rica, we were not talking with Dave about any of his home situations. He got in sync with himself whilst in Costa Rica, which is also what happens in our weekends. And then his perspective shifts.
But Costa Rica is a deeper bite in that you don't have to find your way home at night. You don't have to find a restaurant to eat at. You're in a cloistered environment that's safe and beautiful and
luscious.
Yeah. So
with some amazing people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Happy to hear that. That's really great.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to talk about or a question?
Yeah. What comes to mind is something that seems to have come up recently and is pretty common with me is when I look at people, I see great things in them, and I have no problem saying it. When somebody says something back to me, I notice this tendency to retreat from it, hide from it, as if I can't quite believe what people say and see about me.
Well, so let's talk about that for a second, Dave, because here's the thing. What you're comparing their experience of you two is a story about you that you've told you over however many decades you've been alive. And that story is primarily of your shortcomings. So if somebody compliments you, it wars with your internal dialogue about yourself, with your story that you've repeated hundreds, if not thousands of times, that are constantly looking at your, quote, shortcomings rather than your accomplishments, your talents, your greatness.
Well, here's a perfect example. You are a parent. You have a son, and if you say to your son, wow, that was great when he did something, you can see how he might cringe or argue with you in his thoughts. You can see a cruder version or a less sophisticated version of how you do it. We've all learned to disregard when somebody says something that we perceive as complimentary, rather than hearing that person's perspective and also realizing that what she or he has to say is not really about you. It's about
their experience.
And if you don't listen to their experience, you're basically telling them, no, you're wrong. And what you have to say is not valuable.
There's another thing, Dave.
Yeah.
When you look, right now you're sitting in front of a computer, I imagine, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. desk. Whilst you look straight ahead, how much of you can you see?
Nothing.
Just about nothing, correct. I mean, you might see your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your feet, a little bit of your legs, but in fact, you don't see you. Other people see you, and they see you in your entirety.
You know, as I'm sitting across from Shia, if I gesture with a hand, I might see the hand peripherally, but I really see Shia sitting across from me.
And I really see Ariel. So if I tell her she's beautiful, which I do almost every day, several times a day, it's because that's my experience of her in that moment.
And I'll tell you something. You can build tolerance for somebody apparently praising you. Because when Shia tells me I'm beautiful, he's not praising me. He is expressing his experience. And I can either push that away or I can allow myself the experience of intimacy.
And, you know, we talked earlier in the show about being kind to yourself. See, the ultimate kindness is to allow yourself to hear another person's perspective. It's kind to them, but it's kind to you. And if they're giving you a compliment, then it's kind to listen. It's kind to you. And if you're being kind to yourself, you'll be kind to everyone around you. But if you ain't being hard on yourself, you will definitely be hard on everyone around you.
And just a slightly different perspective on hearing what apparent compliments. The ability to receive a compliment fluctuates. And what it fluctuates with is if you are upset. So if you're upset or being hard on yourself, it's really inconvenient to hear somebody say something nice.
Because when you're upset, you're usually reprimanding yourself for what you've done or haven't done.
So what's interesting is if you can drop that perspective and hear, instantaneously you can bring yourself
out of the upset and back to the moment.
So if we go back to our conversation with Rita, you could hold it as, I have a problem when people compliment me, or begin the anthropological approach of noticing how it's received and allowing yourself to relax and listen should you so choose.
You know, your automatic response might be to disagree, but you don't have to be dominated by your automatic responses. Then there's a moment of looking.
Well, also one other thing. We've also been trained to be pseudo-humble, most of us. So if somebody says, you're really great at that, most people don't go, yeah, you're right, thank you, I know, I'm the best I've ever seen at it, or yes, I did that really well. It's like that would be arrogant according to many people's
upbringing.
So again, if our approach is anthropological, well, you get to keep meeting you every day, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a new moment, you see. This moment of now, Dave, is the beginning of the rest of your life.
And can I go back to one other thing?
Certainly.
This is a lot about what we were saying to Rita, about listening to the people interviewing her, taking her attention off of herself. It's a very similar thing. If somebody's saying something like, wow, Dave, it's so nice having you on our podcast radio show again. How wonderful that you called in. You can either hear that or you can put your attention on yourself. Choose one.
Yeah.
Choose the former.
I'll hear it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in today. And also thank you for your Costa Rica plug, as you put it, because it really is spectacular how you immerse yourself in being you, and you go home, and the things that stress you no longer stress you.
Yeah, thank you, you guys. There's so much of my life that I've discovered through your seminars and through Costa Rica and the podcast even. I feel so well in myself today, and I didn't
think
that was possible.
Thank you. Yes, it's not possible through what we know. It's possible when we start experiencing.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir.
We don't have a whole lot of time left in this, but let's start with our next caller, shall we?
Katya.
No, actually, I think we have next Christian.
Oh, Christian.
Yeah, they're both holding, but Christian called first. He's in Munich.
I see.
Hey, Christian.
Wrong line. I was reading the wrong line on our
Hi.
Hey, Christian.
No problem. Hi. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too.
How's life in Munich?
Thank you. It's very well. We just had a snowstorm today, and that was the moment when I went out of the house, and that was in Winter Wonderland. You know,
oh, that's great.
That's very fun.
What can we do for you?
Yes. I do have a little question about, relationships.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah, it came up in me when I read the title, The Greatest Love of All. So sometimes I have, a conversation with me, I would like to have a relationship, although I'm currently not in a relationship. And sometimes I have the conversation with me oh, I would like to have one. You know, it would be nice to share very close time with someone. And yes, and I'm dating sometimes more, sometimes less. I meet sometimes very nice people and it's very intimate. And then I'm but where is this? Where is that person?
What do you mean by where is that person?
He's looking for the one.
You're looking for the one, yeah?
Like the one. Yes.
The one with quotes around it.
Sorry?
The one that will make your life complete.
Yes.
Well, first of all...
First of all, that person doesn't exist.
Except for it does. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Yes, it doesn't exist. Okay. And how it does, both are true, is that I was certainly looking for the one. I kept trying on different people, until I ran into Shia, and he was so much more fun than everybody else. And I really think that what we should do is... continue this after the break, but what you should look at is having fun on the break, and we'll start from there when we come back, okay?
Yes, very cool.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So have some fun and come on back and don't miss
being here.
Which you said you wanted to talk about being here.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. this moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening.
Yes, we want to thank all our listeners all over the planet.
And shout-outs to a few different individuals and cities around the world. Let's start with Portage, Indiana.
That's in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, Florida.
Atlantic City in New Jersey.
That's right. Walnut, California.
Queensland, Australia.
Mainz, Germany.
Johor in Malaysia.
Stanmore, England. And the reason we're laughing about Mainz is because I practiced that word.
And it didn't,
We even asked Christian on the break how to pronounce it properly. Didn't make any difference.
But then he made a mistake. He read it. And his dyslexic nature took over.
That's right.
Shout-outs. Our friends, Hilly and Stefan's dad, Hugo, had an operation today. We hear it went well, and we're wishing you speedy recovery. And our friend, the lovely, lovely, lovely Zabina's in hospice, and we are sending you much, much, much love to your husband as well. And we're speaking now with the also lovely, lovely Christian. You still with us?
Yes. Hi, guys. Thank you.
Look, the best. So Ariel was saying that she was looking for the one, and I was definitely not the one.
No. I had to be willing to just date for fun rather than the one. And when I finally dated for fun is when I ran into Shia. Because I kept going through my logic system of the appropriate
mate.
There was a subset that came from a picture in my head. And certainly Shia did not fit that in that he was, and still is, 17 years older than I am. That was the big visual or difference that for me, when I was looking for that subset, he never would have fit. And I have a feeling, Christian, that you haven't been clear and direct with yourself that you really like your lifestyle and independence, and you have some concern that if you find somebody, it will require compromising that in a way that you won't like. That's your preconceived idea.
And so as much as you're looking for a relationship, that threatens your independence.
Yes, yeah.
And I know you say you'd like to have someone to share your life with. I see you on Facebook. I mean, we sometimes do video calls that you're a part of. I see you having meaningful and lovely relationships with many, many different people. They aren't the love relationship you're talking about, but you underestimate how you already are having, sharing your life with people, in that if you want the potential of expanding that to have more time with a single individual, it doesn't have to limit your ability to be have love with lots of people, nor it doesn't have to limit your, you know, because as a photographer and a very, very talented photographer, you often get jobs all over the world. And so somewhere you have the idea that you would have to work less, you would have to stop being with your friends makeup as much as some makeup artists. Yes, sorry, photographer. I always see pictures that where you've done the makeup. Sorry, excuse me. You have a picture that it's going to limit you.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. It was not very obvious, but now we are talking about it. I can see it really. It's really, yes, that I can't travel that much anymore, and I'm freelance, and I can go where I want and when I want. Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, most people that are looking for, quote, the one, and don't have a relationship, don't want one as well as they have an idea they want one, but if they look and see they're living a lifestyle that precludes another person putting demands on them. You know, we love our independence.
Yes.
See, and me, I'm completely dependent on Ariel. I mean, she tells me where to go and I go there. She tells me what to buy in the store and I buy it.
We have fun.
We do.
And
it's not like I'm the victim of that. I enjoy getting her what she asks for, and vice versa.
And vice versa. But the other thing, too, is in your mind, you have a model of relationship from what you saw growing up. And that's not to cast aspersions on your parents or your relatives or the town you came from. But there's a possibility where you can express yourself into your life fully, and then the requests put upon you by another person doesn't hamper that. Because I do exactly what I want to do, and it includes Shia, and it includes him requesting things of me, and it includes me requesting things of him.
This is awesome.
It starts with being kind to yourself. Because if Ariel's being kind to herself, her requests upon me are kind to me.
Yes, and I want to go back to what Shia said about there is no the one. The way it worked for me to create a possibility to meet Shia, go out with Shia, and even ultimately have this marriage take place, I had to keep letting go of the desire to have the one, find the one, and allow myself to be me.
And discover the one in me, because she was there to see who was with her, not some picture she had about what's going to be fulfilling when she gets that person to be with her.
The day he asked me to marry him, I had given up on getting married, and I realized, you know what? He doesn't want to marry me, but I'm doing this job now. I was working as an actress. I'm walking down the street. I like this moment. I like myself. I like how I feel. I'm fine. And we went out to dinner before he went back to California, because I still lived in New York and he was studying in California. He got the funniest look on his face and he asked me to marry him. It wasn't what he expected, but I had been demanding something that I thought would fulfill me. And the moment I found myself already fulfilled, it gave him the possibility of looking whether or not he wanted to be with this person, and he did, and he still does. When you want to be with you, it's very compelling for other people to want to be with you, including a love relationship.
But if you find fault with yourself, and you're inviting that from anybody who's with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds so sweet. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. And I know we have somebody waiting, but I have one more thing to say. You are such a lovely, lovely person. It is really clear to both Shai and I, you have not wanted a significant other because you could have that at the drop of a hat.
Absolutely.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, have fun.
And we're really happy that we get to see you in Hamburg.
Yes.
Yes, see you in Hamburg and have a great day too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's take Katya. Katya, thank you so much for being patient. And where are you calling in from?
Hello, Ariel. Hello, Shaya. I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Yay. Wow. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really cool listening to the conversation you had with Christian. And it was like I could put it on me, like I could get something out of it. And what I'm left with was to ask you if you say the same to me, because I was, I'm not in a relationship right now and I'm dating, but this morning I felt like I have unlearned how to dream or what I really want. And so I'm just asking myself if it is also obvious for me that I do not want to have a relationship right now or... Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something, Katya. Katya, I know you. I say, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Okay, I know you. I wonder, do you like to be told what to do? See, so that's the conundrum that we all have in relationship. Because if you're in relationship, there's somebody who wants you to do things and keeps on putting requests upon you. And if you don't like being told what to do, you don't want that. Even though you may think you want that.
Ah, okay.
So both things can peacefully coexist.
You don't even like it when you tell you what to do.
Yes.
You know, my alarm went off this morning. I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, yeah, I told myself I was going to get up at 5 this morning. And there was this little gap, just like a momentary hesitation, where I needed to listen to myself. Myself from last night who set the alarm. It was very cool. And then I got up and it was an awesome, awesome morning. But sometimes we don't like to be told what to do by ourselves.
And it gets worse when somebody else is telling us what to do.
Okay. So, yeah, then I should follow myself if I want to do something like just what you just described, Ariel. I just should start, or I just start with myself, and then...
Well, the problem here, there's a problem here, Katya. You're giving yourself a rule to follow. You're giving yourself an instruction of how to be.
Which is probably going to last for about 30 seconds before you break the rule. Because we've already established you don't like to be told what to do. You're coming from a problem-solution framework. That's change. Transformation includes seeing how you are, which includes, like we were talking to Rita, self-doubts, stories of ourselves.
Katya, the day that Ariel asked me out, it was a night actually.
Yep.
Before she came up to me and asked me to go out with her, I could not have imagined that was going to happen.
I couldn't have imagined it was going to happen either.
And it was a one-night stand, a fling, you know, one-night stand that has lasted more than 37 years.
Hmm.
But it was unimaginable that would happen. So here's the thing. If you are where you are as you go through your life, you may meet somebody that shows up if you're being there.
See, Shai said he wanted to talk about being here. We know that's the name of this show.
But you see, so much of us is doing what we think is important rather than being where we are and discovering our lives in the current moment.
Because in the conversation you're having, you can hear your frustration with yourself or your lack of compassion with yourself or that hidden idea that we all have that there's something wrong with us that we need to work on and fix. We all have that idea, but when you're being here, you can bypass that notion because it's not accurate. In this moment, you can only be here and only be exactly as you are.
Right.
And it's perfect, Katya, because you're leading us
into next week's show.
The title of which is
it's You Are Worthy.
Isn't that cool?
Super, yeah.
See how perfect you are? Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
But hopefully we'll get to speak to you on the International Video Seminar between now and then. You know,
yes.
You guys, yes, if you want to join us for a seminar or know more about all of our programs, just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, because you are worthy. We'll be back next week.
And you're worth the investment in yourself.
That's right. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.